Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pittsburgh International Airport is hosting its annual airport auction. And we are joined from the airport by Matt Nystein on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am doing well. I love this story because I've been out there and gone through the stuff pre-auction in years past. And I will never forget seeing the prosthetic leg that somebody left behind and ended up in Lost and Found. I would still love to know the story behind that, how somebody forgets that. But you have got such an incredible variety of stuff. Where has all this stuff come from?
Well, we find it lying around in both terminals, in the concourses, at the gates, restaurants, bars, anywhere in the airport you can think of, the parking lots. People are in a rush sometimes. People are trying to get through security really quickly, and they leave behind some of these personal items.
Now, to what extent do you go to try and find the owner? For instance, I'll use an example, cell phones. I would imagine you find a slew of those.
We do. Cell phones and laptops, tablets, you know, personal electronic devices. If we find a wallet, there's an ID in it, and that's pretty easy to track down. But if we find a wedding ring, our customer service reps do a great job of cataloging when and where things are found. And if someone calls and says, hey, I left my blue jacket in Concourse B, that's easy to track down. But if nobody calls us, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Right. So these things end up after a while, after they're in Lost and Found for a while, they end up in this auction. So you mentioned wedding rings. You've got a lot of jewelry that you're going to be auctioning off.
We do. We have almost 1,000 pieces of jewelry that includes gold and silver in varying lots. So we're not auctioning off each necklace or each ring individually. They come in lots. But, yeah, nearly 1,000 pieces of jewelry.
And how many sunglasses do you have this year?
A lot. We boxes full. I don't know how many are in the boxes, but we've got boxes of them.
And you buy it by the box. You don't buy an individual pair.
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the vehicles that you have, because I'm looking at, if my list is correct, you've got a 2015 GMC Sierra Denali.
Yeah, that's a nice truck.
That is a very nice truck. A 2015 Dodge Ram, a 2013 Dodge Caravan, 15 vehicles in all. How do you get to the point where you're auctioning these off? I'm assuming that you've tried to track down the owners.
Yeah. So when a vehicle sits in our lot for more than 45 days, that's when we tow it. And we have storage space on the airport property. We try to contact the owner if we can. County police tries to contact the owner. If they can't get a hold of them, we actually escalate it up to the state, and the state tries to track down the last registered owner. And sometimes they can't. Sometimes they can, and the person just says, keep it.
Really?
All kinds of different stories, as to why people... Well, the fees start adding up pretty quickly. If you park in our short-term lot for 45 days, that's going to be more than $1,100 just in parking fees. You add in towing fees, storage fees, those kinds of things. Sometimes people just say, keep the car.
Rather than pay those fees to get it back. Well, depending on the value of the vehicle. And I would imagine occasionally you find out that the person who left that car there has gone on somewhere else and winds up deceased.
Not unusual. I don't know the story behind every car, but that's certainly a possibility.
All right. So what's the weirdest thing that you've got that you've seen in the pile out there?
I think the most unusual thing, the one that took the cake this year, is we have a 2,500-page English to Vietnamese dictionary. Weighs about 5 pounds.
Oh, that's what everybody needs to carry around.
Yeah. I can't imagine why somebody was toting that through the airport, but we've got it, and whoever left it behind didn't come looking for it. So.
Yeah, and you've got a brand-new in-package Nest Cam indoor security camera, which is a pretty cool thing, especially considering it's brand-new. All right, so the auction starts what time?
The doors open at 8:30. The auction begins at 10.
All right, and where on the airport is this?
It's in the heavy equipment building. It's back around on the other side of the airfield, so it's not by the terminals. If you go to blueskypit.com, our news site, and look at the auction story, we've got the directions on there. There is no address, so it's tough to Google map, but we do have the directions listed on our website.
Matt, appreciate your time this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.